Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be right back. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny. I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
And I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. It's a beautiful, wonderful Wednesday evening here in Central Florida, where we actually do our show live out of every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Jessica, how are you?
I'm good.
Me too. We've had some pretty cool experiences recently. And tonight we had a really cool
We had a really cool experience just like 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, and it just blew my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a little like, wow, that
I
was
know,
awesome.
Right?
Yeah. And I don't know if I want to share that just yet.
Well, probably not yet.
Yeah, we'll just wait on that a little bit, because it's something I will want to share with everybody, but I want to process it just a little bit.
Yes.
Because, you know,
good
that's
plan.
Me. I'm the processor.
Process that thought.
I have to process that thought. and I want to say that I hope that most of the country is in a little bit of a thaw. Some, I know some of them are still under so much snow right now.
Well, and we're supposed to get some heavy rains tomorrow.
We are.
Mm-hmm. 80% chance of rain tomorrow.
I guess I have to cancel that picnic again.
Darn.
You know, I haven't been listening to the weather forecast because I was so frustrated with these. We're getting these 30-degree ranges in temperature. You know, we
right.
might have 82 and then drop down to 52. And it's a problem for our sinuses, all of us. And so everybody's been living on allergy medicine because...
Yes,
me
especially. I've been taking them several times a day because otherwise you just have all this nasty
drainage.
Well,
my daughter got a sinus infection finally.
Right?
She finally, it's been a year, but she finally got sick again.
And it
happens, you know, with the allergies and the sinuses and all that
good
stuff.
And it's miserable.
So,
but I think I'd rather deal with that than five... tons of
well,
snow.
I loved what Ellen said on the award show the other night. She goes, I know the whole country's been worried about us. It did rain, but we're okay. Because I thought that was great. I mean, it's true. You know, whatever's different for your environment is a big deal to you, you
yes.
know. And I know, you know, snow when you're up north isn't that unusual.
Well, no, you're used to getting snow. We lived up north
yeah.
before.
And we had years where it was crazy. And
oh,
as
my
a
gosh.
Kid, you love it as an adult, not so much, I know. But, you know, I think that it's – I think it's good we're having different – I think that's what memories are made of for kids.
Yeah.
Truthfully.
Skiers,
snowboarders, right? I know.
Right.
Oh, my gosh, I loved it. Whenever it like, snowed,
mm-hmm.
remember we'd go skiing? Did you ever go with us?
I went, no, not with you, but
mm-hmm.
I've been, and I think I fell the entire time, so.
Oh, that's right. I remember you telling me. Yeah,
I fell, and I'm like, this isn't fun.
Yeah, I loved skiing. My problem was, though, I could only turn left. I was really good at turning left. I have trouble turning right. And so, like, I'd start at the far right side of the
mm-hmm.
hill going down and slowly, you know, go left, left,
completely
left.
Left.
But I never could get right. So then I'd have to stop and I'd kind of have to ski, you know, diagonal then across the side of the slope so I can get centered again to start going.
Well, see, I'd snowplowed the whole way down.
Did you really?
Yeah, that wasn't fun. And then you fall and then you flip over your feet.
No, I loved hitting it. I love what they call them moguls. But I didn't really.
I wanted to be coordinated like that.
I loved
it. It just didn't work.
See, I think I was more athletic than you growing
yeah.
up. I think
you definitely were.
Yeah, I really like athletics, but I think that but you were a good track person.
I was in track. I was
and
in gymnastics.
Gymnastics. See,
mm-hmm.
You couldn't bend me. No, I didn't bend. So,
but
see,
as far and you would think I would have the best balance.
Yeah.
But no.
You don't.
No. Do you know me?
Okay, I'm acting. You don't? Hey, everybody has their thing.
Yeah,
right?
I have
everybody
a tendency to just
thing.
Lose my balance everywhere.
But I also think, you know, that is a thing of getting older, not old, let me clarify this, is that I find that I'm not as, you know what I mean? Like, as you get older, you know, when you turn really fast, you stop a minute, you know, versus, you know, when you were younger, you just spin around
spin
and see how dizzy
oh,
you could
no.
get, remember?
Have you gotten on a swing recently in your life? You know the swings where
yes.
you can twist yourself around?
Oh, my God.
I did that once, and I was dizzy for so long afterwards.
I went to a concert with you and couldn't hear for 3 days. I mean, you know, this is a sign. And I think this is God's way of saying, okay, you know what, there are activities for people your age. We're not old, but
we're
older.
Old.
And so we're not 17
anymore.
I'll be
down for 3 days and still go to concerts.
Yeah, you know what? I will go to concerts too. Only now I'll bring earplugs because I've learned.
How do you hear the music?
You can? Are you kidding me? My every organ in my body felt.
You know what? I'm already deaf, so it's okay.
So it's I'm not deaf, and I have very sensitive hearing, and it just made me.
Yeah, that's why.
It made. I'm not kidding. It was just not fun. But I think that there are certain. I think we get to certain phases in our life, and it was funny because, you know, as we're sitting here talking, Jessica ran into somebody the other day that she hadn't seen in many, many moons who had weighed like 400 pounds.
Oh, she was a big girl.
Yeah. Tell us that story.
Yeah, I was actually in a grocery store getting a sub or getting several subs, and she was in line in front of me, and I had placed a to-go order, so I said, you know, I'm actually here, and she turned to me and she goes, of course you're here, Jessica. And I looked at her, I'm like, oh, my gosh. I didn't even recognize her. She told me who she was.
So you said, who are you,
well,
lady?
I looked at her, and she goes, you don't recognize me, do you? And I said, no. So she told me, and I'm like, no way. Oh,
yep.
My gosh.
Mm-hmm.
She had a bypass surgery done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She looked, oh, my gosh, so wonderful.
Did she?
She looked so, she was so skinny.
Wow.
I would not have recognized her in a million years.
And she's, what, 52 or so, 53?
She's about the same age as me.
Okay, so she's 50.
So she's 35.
She's 35, okay. Let's go with that. 29, okay.
She's 29, mm-hmm. And she looked great. And she was telling me that now she goes mountain climbing all the time. She's like, Miss Adventure.
See, I get the Miss Adventure,
yes,
part, but the mountain climbing part, not so much.
Well, after I'm listening, I'm like, oh, I need to do some adventurous stuff too.
Yeah,
made,
yeah,
me feel old.
You know, and I think that when you see something like that, you step back and you're like, okay, wait a second. Are there things that I'm supposed to be doing that I'm supposed to be taking
That's
advantage of?
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
And I think that it's where you set, like if you decide, okay, like every 3 months I'm going to go and do something like this,
uh-huh,
you know, I mean, let's be honest. You know how much money we spend on a Saturday. We spend
true.
Quite a bit.
True.
We really
true.
Do.
We do.
We do Adventure Saturday, and we really, we tend to spend quite a bit. And so if we were to take all the money for 3 months that we spend on Saturdays and save it up, we could go do exciting things like that.
Well, she was going to the Grand Canyon,
uh-huh,
to go mountain climbing or climb one,
okay,
of the canyons.
Now let me explain. I will not go mountain climbing.
I was
going to
say, I don't really want to mountain climb.
No, because
I want to see the Grand Canyon.
We both look so good. That's what we're just saying.
We'll be like, whoa!
Not going to work. But what I would do is I would hike through,
yes,
the Grand,
yes,
Canyon as long as there was wine at the beginning and wine at the end.
Of
I'd
course.
Say, let's do this.
And
no,
cheese.
Seriously. And cheese. Yeah, and maybe a few crackers because, you know, I love my carbs. But anyway.
See, for us, if there's a restaurant at the beginning and a restaurant at the end, we're
That's
good.
Right. Because you know what? God knows us from beginning to end and from end to beginning. And for us, he put a restaurant on each end, I guarantee you. But I do think that, you know, everybody, like, that's really important to her. And I think she's so afraid of ever going back to what she was.
Right,
because
right.
she feels so much healthier and so much better about herself now. And that's probably why she maybe at this point is like over the top with it.
Well, it made me motivated to exercise because I'm like,
well, I know.
She walks 8 miles a day. I don't really have time to walk 8 miles a day. I guess I do, but I don't want to.
I was just going to say, that's a lot of miles.
8 miles a day, and then she goes to some building and runs up and down the stairs like many times.
See, and I still park the closest I can to the mall.
No, you know what? I've gotten into the habit of parking farther away now.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I noticed since you ran into her, you changed the way you were eating. Since
well,
I think that was the last sub you've eaten.
I've been sporadically dieting anyway,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and I wanted to exercise, and I exercise sporadically too.
Right. Yeah.
So I just decided I'm going to do it. I need to get back into shape. I was in real good shape when I was younger, so why not?
Sure. So why not? There's no reason not to be. You know, I think it's a matter of having a schedule and being adamant about, you know, like, okay, we're adamant about having our coffee, right?
Yeah.
I know every morning I have a cup of coffee.
Yeah,
you
do
so too,
do
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So we're adamant about that. Why not be adamant about that hour of exercise?
Right.
Right? I mean, seriously.
Well, it really wasn't an hour.
Well, you know, 20. Start
out
with 20, go
hour.
Up to 30, work up gradually. It's funny because I said to my husband, who was at the doctor today and said he's doing great, he has the heart of an athlete, and da-da-da-da. And I said, you know, we should join the gym.
Uh-huh.
He said, I hate to exercise. And I'm like, yeah, but, you know, we really should join the gym.
Why not?
And because, you know, just a little bit of
right.
gymming. That's what I call it, gymming. Because then we can get the cute outfits.
You get the cute outfits.
Yes, and have some fun and
well,
go.
And like I said, I want to join a yoga class. I've been looking for one in the area.
You need to do that because you've got the flexibility thing going. I don't.
Well, and let me tell you, we watched my daughter and I. I got her motivated to exercise too.
Mm-hmm.
And also, spring break is next week, and
right.
She tried on bathing suits. She's like, oh my gosh.
Oh, that's the bathing suit shopping.
Yes.
World.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we did a yoga. We watched a yoga video, and it was a beginner's yoga video.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Was it amazing?
It was very not easy.
See, I can tell you that
but it works
I've
your
done,
entire body.
Well, and you have to hold certain
yes.
poses
mm-hmm.
and extend out. And it's really good for anyone like with back trouble like me,
right.
to be honest with you, because, you know, you do it slowly. It's very
right.
gradual, and then you hold the pose. And so it stretches you. You know, who was in The Sound of Music?
Julie Andrews.
She was the one. She actually is religious about doing yoga.
Oh, really?
And has been. And that's what kept her in shape all those years. And, you know, she's still, I think, in pretty good shape.
See?
You know, for, you know, let's face it, as we get older, our metabolism slows, but she's doing really good. So I think it's a good idea. So, well, tell everybody how our exercise and getting – I don't want to call it a diet – I want to say eating healthier because
well,
I don't believe
not,
in diet.
I am not a dieter.
No.
I won't call it a diet because then
no.
I won't do
it's
it.
It's portion control
yes.
and making better choices.
Right.
And when we ate tonight, I measured my meal with the
mm-hmm.
palm of my hand because they say the meat that you eat should never be bigger than the palm of
right,
your hand.
Right, right.
And I decided I need bigger palms.
The size of a plate.
That's it. That would be really good. I just want to tell everybody we are definitely going to be doing our mini angel readings tonight, and if you'd like to get one, you can call us at 323-679-0882. Wonderful. And, you know, one of the things we're going to talk about tonight, and I sent it out in the email today, is we're going to be talking about, do you remember what it said?
Something about horoscopes.
Horoscopes, astrology, and God, and I called it God-strology,
that's
yes.
clever.
I thought so. It's my clever. It's my clever. it's my clever. Yes, I did make the word up. No, there is no such word. But I kind of thought it was interesting because, you know, astrology's been around forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it really has. And we're going to talk about that a little later on in the show. But we're going to talk about what the Bible says about astrology or about the zodiac. You know, as Christians, you know, what we believe and really what the scientific basis is for astrology, because I think that's really important. You know, there's so much that we know, see, sense, feel, taste, touch. It's there, okay? It's tangible. It's the intangible stuff. You know, what do you do with that? You know what you know, but you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
And I've always said, you know, I live my life for God, and I believe in a higher power, and I believe in Jesus Christ and God, and I'm guided by what direction I'm guided or sent in by
uh-huh.
that. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to sit here in a box and not look at other things because I don't know how everything interconnects.
Right,
you know, I don't
right.
have, you know, the wisdom of the world. So, you know, how does astrology fit into our everyday life, and is it, in fact, something that God put out there to guide us, not only then, but now? These are some of the questions that we're going to be talking about and answering a little bit later on the show.
Okay,
I think it'll be kind of
interesting. Because I love astrology.
You know, and I agree. Like, it's kind of amazing because we talked a little bit about it. Well, we had dinner before we did the show, started the show tonight, and we were talking about it. And by the way, y'all don't know this, but Wednesday nights are like our cheat day.
Mm-hmm.
Because Wednesday night, well, and Saturday.
And Saturday.
From morning to land.
But okay, 2 days. And actually, I dieted all day today.
Okay. See, it was only one. It's really
the
dinner.
It was one meal.
Yeah, because, yeah, well, that's what happened. But, no, we do because it's Wednesday night, and so we eat dinner and you know, and, yeah, okay.
Well, it has to be fun.
It has to be fun. Do you realize I think we build too much around food? I've decided
you know, the problem
that.
Is food is fun.
I was just going to say it makes us happy, but there should be something we should replace that happiness with, like a hobby or
mountain climbing.
Hot men. I'm married. I can't,
no,
but you
men.
Can. My husband's
I would
hot.
I'd love to replace it with hot men. Thank you.
Yeah. Do you want to go on an adventure Saturday? No, I have a hot man at home. I'm not leaving. Which would be a good idea. Okay, before I get in any more trouble, I'm going to go ahead and take our first caller. And it looks like our first caller, it goes area code 410, then the second caller would be 207, the third caller would be 256, just so you know where you are in the queue, the top three callers. Okay, so our first caller is coming from 410 with a prefix of 562. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi there, and this is Anna.
Hi, Anna. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from?
Calling from Maryland.
Maryland. All right. Great. Maryland is a great state and one I used to get lost in around the Beltway whenever I was there.
Exactly.
It seemed like I'd start going into Maryland, and I think I was heading in one direction, and I ended up making the entire loop, and I was right back where I started 2 hours later. It wasn't a good experience.
I did that also.
How can I help you tonight?
I've been working on a lot of, you know, working with a healer, and we've been doing some energy work. I've also been just trying my best to manifest a positive love relationship for myself, and I'm just wondering if you see that coming up for me or if there's anything I should be doing or could be doing.
Okay, let me take a look at that. The one thing I need to tell you is that the angels are showing me that they've already sent you a definitive sign from above that you have already acknowledged. Is that true?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what they're doing with that is they're validating the sign that they sent you, and they're letting you know that you are making steady progress in the right direction towards that goal. By validating what you know and what I didn't know, which they just kindly shared with me, they're letting you know that this is, in fact, coming your way. If there's one thing you need to, and I know you've shown so much patience in this, but they're telling me that not only is there steady progress being made, but a little bit that you're still handling some stressful issues, some things maybe, I'm going to say a little bit of healing still being done, of course. You mentioned healing too, but there's still a little bit of healing that's being done. Although I do think that you feel that you've healed enough and that the healing process is almost done. But now it's a matter of opening your heart to love so that it can be reciprocated. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's actually funny that you say that because the healer I'm working with said the same thing and kind of taught me how to do that. It's just, it's not that easy for me, but I'm
well,
working
no.
on
it. I know that. And I was just going to say, you know, it's not easy. It's not easy for anyone, and it's particularly not easy for you because of past experiences and also your survival skills. You have that wall up, that barrier, you know, and that's understandable. But what the angels keep telling me is to keep looking deeper within yourself and deeper within the past so that you have the answer for the future. Because you only looked at the, I have to explain this the way they're showing it to me. It doesn't make sense to me, but it will to you. They're telling me that you've only looked at the past with a certain perception, and that you didn't look deep enough, drill down far enough to see the full perception of how you're supposed to look at it and understand maybe more compassion in different areas. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, so what they're saying is, once you finally drill that out, it's kind of like going to the dentist, and you got to get that cavity drilled, and you got to make sure all the icky stuff is out. So they drill around and make sure everything's nice, and it's all cleared out. Then you can have a nice, solid foundation again, and you can start building on that. And that's kind of what you're doing with your emotions and your past. So by drilling out the icky, you can build a strong foundation for the future. And I think that's the direction you're supposed to be going in. Okay, so you're doing the right thing, and I do see this coming. Tell me where music plays a role in your life. It's either music means a lot to you, or you utilize music to calm and meditate. Which is it?
It's actually both.
Okay.
A little bit of both, yeah.
Because they're showing me as music being very influential in helping you to heal in a way and get in touch with your calm self. Now this is kind of weird. I'm not sure if I'm getting the word brick or the word brick and mortar or bric-a-brac. I don't know what it means, but I need you to help me figure out what it means. Because brick, brick and mortar, or bric-a-brac. Now, I don't ever say bric-a-brac. I think, isn't that a term like our parents used to use for like little like tchotchkes? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Little things.
Yeah. So why do you think they would be telling me that?
I don't know. I have to think on that because it's not.
Okay, think on that because if it's brick and mortar, because they're trying to get it through to me, and I know it's brick that I'm getting. So it's bric-a-brac, brick and mortar, or just brick. Unless mm-hmm. someone's hit you with a brick or you threw a brick at somebody today, think and not brick. The next question is, do you have something that's online and you're thinking about, you know, extending it to a brick-and-mortar storefront? That could be it. And the bric-a-brac, which would be little tchotchkes that maybe you were just talking about or thinking about or saw that were touching your heart for memories from the past, which is often what they will show me, and they'll try to explain that to me. So it could be one of those three things. I know it's not the first one because pretty sure if you got hit with a brick today, you'd remember. Or maybe that's why you don't remember. but I think it's one of the other two. But they are clearly using the word brick. That has nothing to do with your street name or your last name, which I don't want you to say what it is, even if it is. It has nothing to do with that, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Then I cannot tell you what it is. That's something, a connection you'll have to make, but I will ask you to write that down very carefully because it'll probably come back to you, and it usually happens within 72 hours after we've spoken.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You are so
that.
Welcome. And Anna, thank you for calling in. I appreciate you doing that. How did you find us tonight?
I was just, looking through Blog Talk.
Okay, good. Well, feel free to stay on. I'm just going to mute you, but you're welcome to stay on and listen to the rest of the show, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Take care now. Bye-bye. Well, she was sweet.
She was sweet.
You know, Maryland's a great state, you know. I like it.
Honestly, I don't, other than driving through really fast.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I don't really remember Maryland.
My sister lived in Virginia, so we spent a lot of time in Maryland.
I drove through it.
I drove through.
Beyond that, I don't remember.
What exit do you live off of in New Jersey? Remember that used to be the saying. I live in New Jersey. Really, what exit?
Yeah,
I used to hate that.
I
used to hate that. But it was true. But
it was
still,
true.
I didn't like
but
it.
You can say that here too. In Florida.
Yeah, you can. Really, what exit off of 417? Yeah,
right.
Or I-4 or 408.
Any of them.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I think I'm going to start saying that. We're going to make Florida the New Jersey. Okay, let's go ahead and take our next callers. Calling in from area code 207 with the prefix of 838. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you? Who am I speaking with?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Wonderful.
My name is Rolina. I talked to you, I think, a week ago. And
gave
some wonderful clarity.
Great. And how did that go?
Well, it really took a lot of weight off my shoulders.
good. I'm so glad. And because you don't...
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
So I decided to ask you about this other question that's been giving me a lot of anxiety.
Okay.
Since you gave me wonderful clarity on the last message.
Okay.
Okay. I'm getting ready to approach the bank for a $35,000 business loan. But first, I need to find a location. I found this location at 51 Gray Road, Gray, Maine. Am I getting closer in completing my endeavor?
Let me take a look and see what the angels say. Well, the answer is yes. Is there like a seamstress or a sewing store or like a cleaning store near that location?
Um, I don't know. There's a hairdresser and an insurance company. I'm not sure about the other one.
Okay. Because I'm seeing like a needle and thread, and I don't know why I'm seeing that. But it's funny because, you know, as we're talking, the caller before you, I kept seeing brick and mortar, brick and mortar, brick and mortar. Remember? So I wonder if that was really, as I was finishing up, that message was more for you. But
there's
I do get
a lot of mortar.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of mortar.
I would say that the answer that I'm getting from the angels is yes to the positive. So the answer to your question is absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, you definitely are.
Okay. Okay. This spot, I have to really rely on the banks giving me the loan that I need because it needs a lot of construction work to it.
Right. Well, I see that it's like falling apart. Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Why did you choose that? I'm just curious. You don't have to defend the decision at all. But why did you choose that place over another one?
Well, I haven't chose it yet. I was actually thinking about continuing to look. I did get a quote back from the owners that just bought this building from auction. And it would be $700 a month with heat included. And but in the long run, it's, you know, if I'm hoping that the banks will give me at least $35,000 for the loan. And because it's going to take at least that to do everything I need to do. And then it's going to cost me, I think, a little bit more in construction work than I was bargaining for.
Mm-hmm. Well, I see that it's going to cost more in construction work also. And I'm just, the only thing I'm going to ask you, is there another location that possibly would work?
Well, there's another location that's completely done in the same building. It's a little bit bigger, and the guy was saying it was a little bit more, but I'm wondering if I can negotiate with the owners.
I'm telling you, I think that you will be able to negotiate, and there's lots of reasons for that. But my thought is this. I would rather put more money in advertising or in building the business than in having to construct. It's always better. You always make out better if somebody else put the money in to putting in the flooring and the molding or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's always so much better if someone else has spent that money. And then that way, all you have to come in and decorate. There's so many inexpensive ways you can use for decorating. It's like off the charts. So I would highly recommend that you consider looking at the finished place, because even though that one will cost you a little bit more per month, and you can get it down. If you know, even though it's costing you a little bit more, you're bringing in money as you're operating, right? Whereas the other place, each month that you're not operating and you're under construction, et cetera, you know, you're losing money, right?
Well, And that was my concern. And my thing, I've always been that if it doesn't feel really good, then it's not a good idea.
Amen. That's right. That's absolutely correct. If it doesn't feel right, it's probably not right. I call it God's GPS system, God's positioning system. It's in all of us. If it doesn't feel right, it doesn't matter. And I stop. Whenever I get that feeling, I stop, and I rethink it, which I will tell you, when I was doing Godstrology tonight, I was going to go in one direction with it, and I stopped and decided to go in another direction because I knew the direction I was going in didn't feel right. I just knew it. So I decided to go in another direction with it, which you all will hear later. But I really do listen to that carefully now because, you know, it's there. That message is there. We just got to listen to it. So it's not feeling right to you. So it doesn't matter if you have another option or not. If that one doesn't feel right, the answer is no.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Right. Right. Well, and that's what I'm getting, because I'll end up just the numbers that I did the crunching didn't include that much construction work, because and that would have chewed up a lot of like the inventory, because I want to do retail as far as a bunch of other stuff. And I think that would have really chewed up a lot of the money I wanted to use just towards the business itself.
Right, right, exactly.
Yeah.
And I always say, when you're starting a new business, you want to have as much in your pocket as humanly possible, because if it, you know, it's, will it take off? Yes. But you want to make sure that, you know, the difference between success and failure sometimes is 1 month. You know,
right.
And you want to have that extra month just in case, in case, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I would highly recommend that you. It doesn't feel right to you. I'm getting the same thing. I do feel like you're heading in the right direction and you're very close to your goal, but I would pay attention to those signs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Makes
yeah,
sense?
I think so. Yeah, it does. It really does. It does.
Good
thank
deal.
You so
Good
much.
Deal. Oh, you are so welcome, and thank you so much for calling in again. And you're welcome to stay on, and I'll just mute you, but you can listen, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. You're All right. welcome. Okay. God bless you. Take care now. Bye bye. Very sweet woman, huh?
Yeah.
Very sweet woman. You know, and that, we talk about that a lot, about how if it doesn't feel right in your gut. How many times have we all done something, and then afterwards it didn't work out right, and we say, you know, and I knew I shouldn't have done it. I had this feeling. I had this. And then we wonder why we don't trust it. So if you have that little whatever in your stomach or in your head or in your throat and you feel like it's not right, don't do it, because usually if you wait, the answer is going to come in the way of maybe that no longer will be available to you, or the person will have moved on, or whatever, whatever. But if it doesn't feel right, don't do it, because it could be, you know.
I'm a firm believer in that.
I am too, and it's funny, because we were we went out to a location this past weekend where we heard that there might be a child that needed to be crossed over, and we got there and we felt very quickly that not only was there not a child, but that there wasn't a good energy there.
No, it was a little creepy.
It was a little creepy. And so we just said, we're done. Boom, bam, bam.
Uh-huh.
We don't. If one of us picks up on that, we shut it down immediately. We don't play games with
right.
it, because we're not out looking to unearth things.
No.
All we want to do is help people, particularly children, who are very fond of our heart, close to our heart. We want to be able to cross them over, because we never want them caught in what we call the in-betweens.
Right.
And so, in fact, we did. We folded it down right away. And it was funny, because one of our participants that was with us kept saying, does it seem weird that I feel like there's a bear here? Remember?
And we're all like, what?
A bear? But we said, no, it's not unusual. But, you know, none of us were getting that.
Right.
And then there was a plaque further down, about 100 feet down. So we walked down to read it, and we discovered that it was called the
Black Bear Trail.
Yeah, Black Bear Trail, and that it was built in the middle of a black bear habitat.
I know, isn't
which
that
is
funny?
Amazing. And she's like, I told you. And we just all started laughing, because that just, you know, shows the strength of
ability. How unusual was that?
Yeah, and it's so funny, because she voiced what she felt.
Mm-hmm.
And so many times we don't voice what we feel, which, by the way, if you're a psychic or an intuitive, a lot of people will call me. I have a lot of psychics call me, or people that they're starting to really get in touch with their abilities in here, and they want to make sure that what, you know, how do I improve this? And I think a lot of it's just validation, voicing it, you know, if you voice it. Something happened earlier tonight where we had a little bit of communication, and just as this person came forward Jessica's like, oh, my ear is ringing like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And I looked at her and I started laughing because whenever your ear does that.
Oh, that means there's something there.
Yep, there's something there. So it was really, really funny because our EMF detector went crazy when that happened.
It went crazy.
Yeah.
It was wild.
So we're really pleased. And we'll probably share that story with people next week. I think it's going to be a very interesting story. But let's go ahead and take our next caller now. Our next caller is calling in from area code 256 with a prefix of 473. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Thank you. My name is Kimberly. How are
you? Hi, Kimberly. I'm fantastic. Hi. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia. Okay, great. And how can I help you tonight?
Yeah, I had surgery in November and I had to remove fibroids. And it was actually on my uterus. It was actually making me hemorrhage, and I had been hemorrhaging for 5 years and didn't know it. And right now, you know, I'm in a recovery period, and I'm thinking, I just have like an update on my health. How's my health going?
Okay. Well, by law, I have to say this. I'm not allowed to. Let's put it this way. You're supposed to go to the medical professional that's licensed in that area to tell you what's wrong. Now, that being said, I can tell you for entertainment value only. By law, I have to say this. You know that, right? Okay. So now that I've stated that, so there's no liability, I will go ahead and tell you what I'm sensing here. All right. So I am, as I'm checking this, I'm seeing you're still getting some discomfort from this surgery. Is that correct?
Not really discomfort. I think I'm still getting discharged. They used some type of machine to remove it.
Yeah.
And I think there's a healing process after that.
They used some type of machine. Was it the Da Vinci?
I have no idea. I just know it was a machine, like a robotic machine.
Yeah, they call that the Da Vinci system. Mm-hmm. And actually, what happens during that type of surgery, they did little holes, right, in your abdomen, correct?
No.
No. Okay.
Everything happened vaginally.
Vaginally. Okay. Okay, then. So they used the Da Vinci system for that. I'm surprised. Okay. Let me just – but I am going to tell you, I'm still – you're not healed yet completely. I mean, you're in the healing process. But I'm still feeling a slight warming sensation there. So that means, you know, can I tell you, do I feel like everything's fine? I feel like everything's going in the right direction for sure, but you're still in the healing process and you're not completed healing yet. So you do have to give it some more time. Okay, now when was that surgery taking place?
It was in November.
Okay. Did it affect your bladder at all?
It didn't affect my bladder, more of my blood. I had severe anemia, so I'm working pumping the blood up, getting my iron up and everything.
Yeah. Now, you used to call in, I think, and speak with Reverend Jay, didn't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because he's a wonderful healer, and he might be a great person to talk to about that because he could probably help speed up your process.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And I would suggest you try and do that, okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to go to a song, and I will give you his information now, okay?
Okay.
So for everybody else, you're going to hear a song. And for Kimberly, I'm going to give her some quick information here. All right, we'll be back in two.
Skip the lights, fandango.
Welcome back to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny. I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
And we are enjoying a wonderful Wednesday evening from Central Florida with our listeners, aren't we?
It is beautiful. It's finally warm here in Florida again.
I know.
Thank God.
Our knees aren't hurting anymore. Our backs don't
I'm
hurt.
I'm telling you.
I mean, I was having trouble with my left knee, and I never had trouble with knee pain ever, and your coworker was having trouble with her back and her knees, and we're like, what is going on? We're not used to the cold weather.
Well, you know, we're
too
Florida.
Too much Florida.
We're Florida people now.
Florida.
Florida.
Florida. Florida. We'd be Florida people.
No, if you're actually from here, you say Florida.
Florida?
Mm-hmm.
I want to say it like I'm from Minnesota.
Okay.
We're going to get a letter from the people from Minnesota. I want to talk a little bit about Godstrology, my new word for today. My made-up word.
That's
yes.
very creative.
I thought so, too. But, you know, I do put words together all the time, usually not intentionally, but, you know.
Yes, but that sounds good. It could be a book.
I thought about it, too. I know. I thought it could be, but it really can't be because I'm going to tell you why. I want to talk about this a little bit. A lot of people have asked me, like, I'm not an astrologist. I don't claim to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like everybody else. You know, I talk to angels. You know,
right.
I don't use any tools per se.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I talk to angels. I communicate with them. That's how I just communicate. I ask for them. I say a prayer before every single reading. Every day I do a hedge prayer protection. So I'm very astute about making sure that I have this veil of protection and a hedge of protection around me. I don't know what astrology is. Now, like everyone else, I'll open the paper and read it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I mean,
like,
it's the stars. It has to do with the stars.
The stars and the zodiac signs.
Right.
And, but I started thinking, like, well, how does that fit in line with the Bible, per se? You know, like, what does the Bible say about it? Like, because, you know, I have a good friend who's a reader, and she's very much into astrology, and she's a very good person, and I know, you know, she's,
right.
You know, so, you know, what does the Bible say about astrology or the zodiac? Because that was my question, like, is this astrology something that as Catholics or Christians that we're supposed to mess with?
I don't know. Do
right?
they mention it in the Bible?
Well, the Bible has a lot to say about the stars. Like, the most basic understanding of the stars is that God created them, right?
Right.
Okay, it talks about that. And they show his power and majesty. It says that in the Bible. And it says the heavens are God's handiwork in Psalm 8:3. And also, it says in the Bible, he has all the stars numbered and named.
Oh.
Okay, so they talk about that. The Bible also teaches that God arranged the stars into recognizable groups that we call constellations, which we all know, right? We call them that. And then the Bible talks about the three constellations, or Orion, right, the bear, and Ursa Major.
Okay.
And so, which is also referred to as the crooked serpent sometimes, and that's in Job 9:9. So the passages also reference a star group called the seven stars, and that God is the one who, quote-unquote, fastens the bands of these constellations, and he's the one who brings them forth, each in its season, which we know through the rotation of the earth. And then they talk about it in Job 38:32. God also points out that the word, it's a word that's translated to constellations, that these are a reference to the 12 constellations of the zodiac. So I think it's kind of interesting because they've been studied, you know, constellations have been studied and tracked for millions, you know, a millennia. I'm going to say millions of years, but a millennia.
Right.
And the Egyptians and the Greeks knew that the zodiac was and how to use it and measure the beginning of spring centuries before Christ was even born.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And much has been written about the meanings of the different, like, zodiac signs and constellations and theories that they comprise and, you know, that, you know, the whole idea that, believe it or not, that there's a hidden meaning in the constellations that means something more than what has already been told and that we're supposed to find out about in Revelations. There's some talk about that, whether or not that's true or not. But, for example, the constellation Leo can be seen as a celestial depiction of the lion of the tribe, in Revelations 5:5. So, you know, there's a lot of...
So they refer to it all through the Bible.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And the Bible says that the stars, along with the sun and the moon, were given for signs and seasons in Genesis 1:14. And they were meant to mark time for us. They are also signs in the sense of navigational indicators,
uh-huh.
right? Because, you know, we know all through history, you know, people who are out on the ocean chart their boats and their journeys based
right.
on stars. Okay, that makes sense. And then, you know, there's a lot of other types of things, but it's a lot of it also is based up to interpretation. So astrology is the interpretation of an assumed influence the stars and planets have on a human destiny. Now, nowhere in the Bible does it talk about that, but they do say they're there for guidance. So, again,
so that
as
makes
so
sense.
Much of the Bible is, you
mm-hmm.
know, is it... You know, it's left up to interpretation.
It's interpretation, of course.
And that takes me to the next thing, you know. And I'm not going to go into, that's a whole other show where, you know, the Bible says, you know, God sent the angels to give us messages. We get those messages, and that's okay. And that there's so much of that written in the Bible.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we know that that's there. But that's like a whole other discussion that I won't go into today because there's other things about soothsayers, et cetera,
uh-huh.
that you're supposed to stay away from. So it's kind of conflicting sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's all a matter of whether it's done in the name of God and who you're getting your messages from.
Right,
you know?
Right.
We do know that each day is taken from a Greek god or planet, and it applies to the characteristics of those planets. For instance, Monday is Moon Day, and it's a strong mother influence. Tuesday is, they say, Mars. I don't understand that, like an Aries.
Uh-huh.
Wednesday is Merc, like Virgo. So they go on and talk about that. But I wanted to go to the scientific basis of astrology because I thought that was more interesting. So even though a lot of astrology began as a pagan superstition.
Right.
Okay. There have been a lot of efforts made for, you know, scientific basis, you know, but, you know, so far there is no evidence that heavenly bodies can influence character. You are a living, intelligent human being. Your character is formed by living, intelligent beings, inherited from your ancestors, influence of families and friends, and especially your own choices and decisions. As a matter of fact, and this is a study that I read, you know, genome, they talked about how 50% of your personality and characteristics are the result of who you are around. In other words, they're learned traits.
Uh-huh.
Okay? The sun, the moon, and the planets are all, quote-unquote, lifeless, according to scientists, and unintelligent. So how can they form your character? So that's what scientifically they say. They say there's no proof that the position of these bodies at the time of your birth can influence your life now. So they're
but
saying...
But how can they have proof of that anyway?
Well, and see, bingo, because when I talk to a person, okay,
uh-huh.
Let's just take the first caller we had tonight, and I forgive me, I think her name was... I forget, Anna, was it? I'm really bad with names, forgive me. But, you know, what I said to her, how would I know this?
Right.
Okay, how would I know these things? I don't know her from Adam. Okay.
Right. So you would have no clue.
Right. I can't prove it. She
mm-hmm.
can validate it. I can say it. But, you know, the in-between, who can prove?
Right.
So this is one of those things where you can't – it's an intangible,
right.
I think, you know. But they're saying that heavenly bodies do have some physical influence, and the sun gives energy and all the bodies give light. The moon's gravity causes tides, et cetera. But all these influence affect everyone in an area equally, which
uh-huh.
makes sense. So they're saying regardless of what time of year you were born or what day you were born on. And then it says the calendar astrology uses to determine the sign of your birth does not agree with the present position of the constellations. And we know this because it came out, what was it, last year?
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure if I can explain this in a way that makes sense. When astrology was formalized 2,000 years ago, the constellations were at certain locations in the sky at certain times of the year. If you were born at a certain time of the year, astrology says you were born under a certain sign because that's where the constellation was at that time of the year 2,000 years ago.
Right.
But the Earth actually wobbles slightly, like a top wobbling on its axis. So now we're 2,000 years later, and the constellations are not where astrology say that they should be at the time of your birth. In fact, they're out of step by a whole sign. I don't know if you remember, this came out last year.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so because you were born at a certain time of year, astrology says you were born under a certain sign, meaning a constellation was at a certain point where you were born. But, in fact, that constellation of that sign was not there.
Ah.
And, because remember that the position of the stars is supposed to be what determines that your character and destiny.
See,
right?
That makes sense, because I never felt like my sign fit me.
See, there you go. So the constellation that you were really born under is the next one down the line.
Below yours.
Hmm. Okay. So if there's really any validity to the predictions, there's really none anymore. What I will say is this. I know that when people call in, they'll say, oh, well, I'm an Aries, or I'm a Leo, I'm a Taurus, or I'm a Cancer, or I'm a Gemini. And I'll be talking to them, and I'll either say, well, you truly are, or I'll say to them, you know, it's funny you mentioned this, but you actually have the characteristics of a Libra or of an Aries. And they'll start laughing and say, you're absolutely right. And so I don't know how – so this is the answer. I don't know.
So that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know how it fits in. I don't know. I don't understand it. I don't have the knowledge of that. God does, and
uh-huh.
It is astrology. So I call it God's astrology. That was my reason for the word.
I like it.
Because I don't know what I don't know. And so I'm not going to sit here and you know, go to the plate, you know,
uh-huh.
and say, okay, you know, I'm going to swing and hit it out of the ballpark and say this is what it is. I don't know what I don't know. I know that God made the sun, the moon, and the stars. If you're a person that believes in the divine creator made the sun, the moon, and the stars. You know, how they affect the different personalities, I can't tell you. I don't have the answer to that, and it's never been provided to me. And I'm not an astrologist, so the answer is I don't know.
It's a mystery.
It's a mystery, much like a lot of what we you know, in metaphysics, we, you know, that metaphysical world where we're constantly dealing with the unseen, you know, and we have to kind of expand our brains to a higher level of consciousness sometimes to grasp things. And so what I would say is hopefully one day we'll find out what that all means. The fact that they talk about it in Revelations, I find it very interesting.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so so maybe something for investigation and research for later on.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, I'm going to have
kind
to look
of
at the sign below mine to
well,
see if it fits me.
And see, now it's funny you say that because I was going to look at the sign below yours because I just thought it would be kind of curious to see what it is. And I believe that is... Gemini, is it not?
I don't know, because I'm
Taurus,
so
okay.
Whatever's
so,
before Taurus.
Let's take a look, shall
take a
we? Here we go. Okay. Are you independent?
Yes.
Do you hate being pinned down by rules?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you want to experience the world on your own? In other words, you don't want someone to tell you what to go or what to do, just kind of go when you want, do what you want?
Yes.
Okay. Do you like to be dictated to?
No.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think anybody would answer yes to any of those questions.
Some people very much like routine. Some people are not independent. I mean, I know a lot of people who would say, no, I'm not really independent at all.
Mm-hmm.
I like to be in a group. I don't want to be, you know, independent.
Huh.
Let me ask you this question. Are you flighty? And will you disappear for a long time when you meet new friends and explore new places?
No.
Nope. Okay, if you need advice, or if somebody needs advice, do they usually come to you?
Yes.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Every time. I happen to know that because you say that all the time. Do you feel that you sometimes get bogged down with your own emotional problems?
Yes.
Okay. Do you feel like you kind of enjoy hearing the latest gossip?
Gosh, yes.
Okay, there you go. Okay, now here we go. As far as business-wise, do you think you make a pretty good manager?
Yes.
Do you think that you're good at motivating people to get the job done?
Yes.
Okay. You know, you have all the characteristics.
I'm a Gemini.
See, there you go.
And
you're
I can
a
say,
gem.
I'm not a Taurus in any way.
Well, and it's funny because, and again, you know, I'm not saying there's any validity to astrology. I don't know because I've never worked with astrology. I really don't know.
Well, and it makes sense because, like I was telling you earlier, my boss
yeah.
was born the same year as me, same month as me. We're only like 2 or 3 days apart, and we are very much like each other.
Because I'm reading Taurus. You're one who ventures out into the unknown and leads the way? No.
No.
That's not you. Let's see.
You're supposed to be really good with money?
No. yeah, I mean, I also think that sometimes with astrology, sometimes at least my experience has been, and again, I'm not saying this is everyone's experience, but sometimes I've noticed that it's kind of like part of the horoscope will fit, and then another part doesn't fit at all.
Well, and that's probably because
you're... So you focus on the part that fits.
Right. Because you're between two, really.
Right, exactly. So that kind of makes sense a little bit, you know?
They need to revamp the horoscopes.
I think they really do. I think they need to revamp them, and I think that, I think, you know, supposedly they have been, from my understanding, and I don't have any of the, I can't footnote any of this, but I do remember last year coming out that the astrology was all off and everybody had to go one place down further.
I never heard that.
Yeah, and it was because, you know, things aren't where they were 2,000 years ago, therefore, you know. But the question is, where were they when you were born? I don't think it wobbled that much. Since,
I don't know.
You know, since 1960, whatever, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think it wobbled that much, so
how can you even know? That's just kind of...
Well, I guess if you were a scientist,
Find a scientist. A scientist should rewrite astrology.
I think then we would have to, that would require actually even reading the newspaper on a daily basis, which neither of us tend to do.
I have a problem with that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I hate reading the newspaper. I hate it.
I love to read, too. When we were talking about Putin and what's going on in Russia,
I looked totally blank.
I thought you handled it because I looked at you and I thought, how is she going to handle this? Because I know she doesn't have a clue what we're talking about. I didn't say anything. And
I didn't say a word.
I thought you handled it really well and appreciate the fact that I didn't ask you one question because I knew. But you know what? Sometimes it's you read those stories and it's scary and overwhelming too.
It's not that. It's not the scary. I don't not read the newspaper because of that. I don't find it interesting. Isn't that terrible?
No, you know,
should know what's happening in the world.
I think if you ever took like a world history class, like those AP classes the kids now get in high school,
yeah,
that we really weren't offered to that extent.
I loved it in school.
Me too.
I was very interested. Mm-hmm. I love someone to talk to me about it.
And because they explained it in a way where, well, you know, this isn't just a nation because it's just a nation. This is. Let me explain how it came about.
Right.
Because these two countries and this one wanted this.
And then it explains the whole background.
Now it's a story.
And it
yeah.
makes sense.
Suddenly it's the color purple and you're like, oh, my God.
See?
Right? Yeah.
So it's like a story.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I understand that. I think they should offer it. That's what I would love to see. I'd love to see some of these classes that they give our teenagers in high school now offered to middle-aged adults, because a lot of people don't know what, you know, they don't, yeah. I hate to admit it. One day we were in Borders. Do you remember this? And I called a friend of mine who was from Serbia, and I said, where the heck is Serbia on the map?
Yeah.
I can't find it. We had the globe, and we were going round and round and round, and we just wanted to find, we couldn't find Serbia on the map.
Well, because we don't know anything.
Because we're idiots. And she started laughing, and she's trying to describe it to us. And,
right.
And amazingly, she finally did. Some man overheard us and came over and said, okay.
And he pointed it out.
You two idiots. It's right here. We're like, oh, well, thank you.
And I don't like that. I feel like I'm well-read, just not when it comes to world events.
World affairs, yeah. I understand
but
that.
But that's everything. I can be well-read about everything but what's happening
in
the world.
No, but you know a lot about pop culture. You know a lot about people and their emotions. You know a lot about manners. I know a lot about a lot of different things. Yeah.
I know a lot about history.
Yeah.
Just not current history.
Okay, no, wait. My daughter will kill me if she hears me say this. I'm not going to say which daughter did this.
Okay.
I'm not going to say which one. But we were sitting on the couch, and I said, I think you've got a sinus infection. I want to take you to the doctor tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, No, I'm fine. And I said, that's what Abraham Lincoln said when he reached up and felt the bullet hole. And she says, wasn't he in the Bible?
Abraham Lincoln.
I loved it. and my other daughter, again, I'm not going to say which daughter this was inside listening. They were both, it was Saturday morning. So they had both, she had a friend sleep over, and they were like sleeping on the couches in the living room. And I just heard them both start cracking up. and my other daughter said, she said, I didn't hear you say Lincoln. And it was so funny because it's true, though.
She heard Abraham.
She heard Abraham.
Was in the Bible.
And Abraham was in the Bible. So I gave her 2 points because then she said, I didn't hear you say Lincoln. If I heard Lincoln, I would have known. and so she gets 2 points for knowing Abraham
That's
in the Bible
funny.
And for knowing Abraham Lincoln. But it did provide us with banter to tease her the rest of the day with. It was a lot of fun. Had a good time. You know what? It's about that time, so I'm gonna thank everybody for listening to our show tonight. We really appreciate it. We love the readings that we're able to do this evening. We hope you all enjoyed our Godstrology and a little bit of information regarding astrology and the zodiac and how it came about. And we hope you'll join us next Wednesday night right here at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we'll be talking about, well, God knows what we'll be talking about, but we know we'll be talking about something. We hope you all have a wonderful evening. Take care, and God bless.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just like me, they long to be close to you. Why do stars fall down from the sky every time you walk by? Just like me, they long to be close to you. On the day that you were born, the angels got together and decided
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.